of the City of Mountain Park City Council for July 25th, 2022. Before we get started, I'd like to ask everyone to join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Now I ask the city clerk to please call the roll.
Robin Auerbach, present. Bill Kohlbrenner.
Present.
Bobby Walker, in representation of Brandon Bowen.
Present.
Jim Still.
Present.
Carol Silver.
Present.
Emily Myers.
Present.
Mark Murphy, is he on Zoom?
No.
Mark Murphy, no?
No.
Councilman Murphy is not in attendance at the moment, and he's not in the waiting room, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did we send him the link?
Yes, he has.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Okay. All right, we'll continue to move forward. If you want to text him, you're welcome to, but we're going to, now I'll ask the city clerk to please give the financial report.
Okay, the ending bank balances as of June 30th, 2022are in the general fund, $1,261,215.73. In the enterprise fund, $491,461.61. In the court account is $31,626.59. In the lake restoration fund is $269,900.58. In the SPLOST is $37,101.45. In T-SPLOST is $496,150 even, for a total of $2,607,455.96. Performance for the month of June, revenue in the enterprise fund was $27,286.50. Expenses in the enterprise fund were $21,816.83, for a net income of $5,469.67. Revenues in the general fund were $32,380.32. Expenses in the general fund were $39,273.15, for a net deficit income of $6,892.83.
All right, thank you. Next item is the, yes.
Can I ask a question about this?
Sure, okay. Absolutely.
You know, $75,000 per year, according to our new budget, is supposed to go into the lake restoration fund. Is that an actual transfer, or is that just something on paper?
That's a good question. Is okay. It just a...
I mean, this would have been before the budget.
What's the balance of the
lake? Oh, when was the budget? I'm sorry.
This is the fiscal year starts July 1st.
But it was approved. Okay, I gotcha. So, but that just helped me.
Yeah,
that's I'll kind of like to know.
Yeah, well, I ask Lord to see, because I mean, it could be that there is a separate fund, a separate account, or it could be just a bookkeeping entry.
Yeah.
But, what's the balance of the lake fund?
Lake restoration is $269,900.
So that's the Yeah.
All right, any other questions? Next item is the approval of the minutes from the June 27, 2022 regular scheduled council meeting. Chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve the meetings of the last June 27, 2022 minutes.
All right, as written?
As written.
Do I have a second? Second by Councilperson Meyer. Discussion? All those in favor designate by show of hands. In addition, unanimous. Thank you. Want to add an item to the agenda for tonight, item number 11. This is a $200 a month stipend for consumables for the NDVFR. And I would like to point out that we have added a section of the agenda because we have so many items on the agenda. We have a consent agenda section, which basically says these were discussed at the work session. There is no argument or disagreement about that these need to be paid. So one motion to approve the consent agenda as written and one second
and one vote will cover those three items. So just wanted to give you a heads up on that. All right, motion to adopt the agenda as amended.
I move to adopt the agenda as amended.
All right, motion by Councilperson Meyer, do I have a second?
Sure.
Councilperson Auerbach, all those in favor? It is unanimous, thank you. Mayor's report. I'm going to keep it short tonight, just because we get a lot to cover. Thank you everybody for being here. Appreciate your cooperation on keeping this meeting on track and in a timely manner, because I know everybody's ready to get home. Don't want any marathons. First of all, I wanted to mention that we have started negotiations with Fulton County for local option sales tax distribution. It is going to be a long, arduous journey, I do believe. We have met for the last two Fridays downtown at GMA, and we'll be meeting again this Friday down at GMA to discuss with Fulton County Commissioners how we might agree to divide up the local option sales tax funds. These funds, it's a lot of money. I mean, it is just under a couple hundred thousand dollars of our annual revenue, and it keeps your property taxes low. So it's important negotiations. We will be required by attorney-client privilege not to discuss too many details about the negotiations, but I will keep you posted on how it's going, just that it's going good or it's just all off the rails. So we'll hopefully be able to wrap this up by the end of the year. On a much more somber note, a good friend of mine and longtime friend and resident, former resident of Mountain Park, passed away this weekend, Jeffrey Johnson. Jeffrey had been sick, and he had a great attitude. The last time I talked to Jeffrey, we were still talking about having a workshop seminar on how to kill ivy and wisteria, an invasive species in the city of Mountain Park. I think that was the only thing that Jeffrey hated worse than anything else in high school was invasive plants. So Jeffrey made a lot of contributions to this community. He helped design, he was an architect, and he helped design some of the structures that we've added in the community. He was part of the Mountain Park Improvement Club, which we built that, and I say we because I was part of the group, built that room, added on a room, and some other things around the community. He will be sorely missed. My condolences go out to Nanette and Hattie, as I think is his daughter's name.
That's right.
And I want to share with you that there will be a service next Saturday, the July 30th, 10 a.m., at the Milton Fields Natural Burial Grounds at 1150 Birmingham Road in Milton, Georgia. That will be a graveside service there, and then following there will be a gathering here around noon for a celebration of life service in the community building here this coming Saturday. So if you're in town and you're able, come down and enjoy the stories about Jeffrey and all his contributions to the community and his individualism, if you will.
What are those times again?
10 a.m. at the gravesite and 12 noon here in the community.
Same day.
Same day. It's the 30th. Correct. So he will be sorely missed. He was a super. I will miss seeing him riding up down the Mountain Park Road out there on his bike with his headlamp on or whatever. So that concludes my report. Are there any reports by council members? Mm-hmm. All right, let's start with Council Perk.
So the communications work group met recently, and we discussed a number of items, one of which was revamping the city website, and the communications group is forming a subgroup for people who either have expertise in terms of IT, either the technology piece or the creative piece. If anyone would like to participate in that, we're looking for a small group, maybe about 10 people, sort of a focus group. We're also looking at revamping the entrance sign at Westlake Entrance here. Starting to fall apart is really the main reason for that. We're taking feedback on what people might like to see, and Robert De La Salle has volunteered his artistic abilities to help come up with some sort of samples of ideas that might work well at that location. Y'all, I'm sure, just like we did, enjoy Robert's campaign signs, and so he's going to continue to sort of try to embrace and capture the spirit of Mountain Park with the new sign. There will be a number of people involved with that. Civic Club has offered to finance that endeavor, I understand.
Help fundraise and
to help fundraise. Yes, thank you very much for that. And so that would be a collaborative effort. We're very excited about that.
All right, thank you. On that note, I spoke to a resident that lives on my street, and he had some really neat ideas. They have small kids, and he wanted to see if we could do a fundraiser at the pool, maybe at the end of the season. Dive-in theater and show Jaws.
Oh,
yeah, and I told him that I would mention that to the Civic Club and maybe put you guys together, and he and his wife were willing to step up and help coordinate.
That would be awesome.
So,
if I could add one more thing, sure. On that note, I wanted to thank Linda for rallying around the pool and beautifying some of the scenery. Linda personally donated a number of chairs and umbrellas to the pool, and has been a big, big help in shopping for chaise lounges, which we're still on the hunt for.
Yeah, I think the city's going to do that. Yeah.
Yes.
They're going to try to do commercial.
I think we're looking to see if Dynamo will be able to help us either repair them or replace them with something comparable to what we have now.
I hope we don't replace what we've got, but he may find something from another pool.
Right.
He's a good one to be looking.
That's our hope. So
and I hope they match the chairs I bought. I bought beige, so that, you know.
We'll coordinate. Carol has been a big help as well.
Well, thank you, ladies. We appreciate it. Thank you, ladies.
Yes.
Then we can up the pool fees next year.
All right, slow your roll. Let's not get carried away. All right, thank you, Linda. Robin, you're next.
Grants and Research Committee has now submitted 6 grants. 2 were approved, 2 were awarded, 1 denied, and we're still about 3 pending. Do you care if you want to tell about your grants, or do you want me to send your
answers?
Okay. How many hours do you think you spent on those 2 grants you just submitted?
Probably, it's hard to say.
I know
that one big one to the National Fish and Wildlife Federation was probably 50 to 70 hours.
Yeah, just I have to always point this out. The bigger grants take professional grant writers 150 hours on average to submit one of these federal grants. The research is unbelievable. And thank you, because I know that
that
last one
was deeply
really
satisfying.
And we also, in keeping with technology, was that mentioned?
Not yet.
Shh. Am I supposed to wait?
Go right ahead.
Okay. We're meeting with Cisco's vendors.
That's right.
On August
the 4th.
So they can walk around the city and give us some ideas about technology. We also have another quote for technology. And the Cisco team, which via Keith Ridgway, will then help us find grants that will hopefully approve what they're recommending.
Yeah, so enhance the Wi-Fi and things of that nature. Mm-hmm.
Security, potential security of
pools
and hall. So if you have any wants or needs, bring them on.
Great.
Update on Mountain Park Volunteer Fire Department very quickly. For those of you that don't know, we have a new chief, Craig Maselli, and he's really going to town. 7 volunteers, 5 new recruits. And he thinks he can have the EMS part portion of the fire department up and running in 3 to 6 months would be my guess.
All right, very good.
That's it.
Anything else? Okay. What about Councilperson Silver or Councilperson Colbert?
Just a quick last work session a few days ago, the issue of drainage and runoff and gutters were brought to the attention of council, and already started meeting with a couple people actually today to start to get our arms around the situation, the problem, what's the most efficient way, and efficiency meaning productivity in dollars, and try to come up with a report and try to have something back by next work session and see what council says to do. But just want all the citizens know that it is a major issue on some certain streets. minor issues on others, but it's an issue nonetheless, and started jumping on that literally the day after our work session meeting. That's the big thing. Everything else is pretty much status quo. Just moving forward, working on the bridge, working on the fishing bridge, the footbridge, the Cardinal Bridge. It's a lot of bridge work. But anyway, just want to let everybody know, if anyone has any ideas or input or wants to help out with the assessment of things, please feel free to reach out and give us a call. Help is always welcome from everyone, and thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Yes.
Sorry, there's one more thing. Did y'all notice the sheriff's car sitting in the parking lot out there?
Yes, we did. They didn't leave the keys, did they? I was going to ride around the lights, though. No, I want to see about getting it moved over to the pool area. I don't know if they will, they provided this as a deterrent to some of the activity that's been taking place over there. The radio was on. I walked by the thing and thought somebody was sitting in it because the radio, I could hear radio chatter.
That's good.
Yeah, it is. And that's so good. I need to find out, we need to check with Mr. Schultz if we can get a key so that we can move it over there. We may have to be one of those things we do at the end of the day before we go home is park it in the parking lot at the pool. So that's where the biggest concerns are right now. So. We'll work on that, but thank you for pointing that out.
About our meeting, or
you know, I
no.
You can if you'd like to. That's fine. We sit under the work session.
I see a lot of people that weren't here.
Yeah, that's true. So you want to go ahead?
Linda, Jim, and I met via Zoom with Sheriff Labatt, Fulton County, and some of his crew. And anybody we recruit gets to stay in Mountain Park. So we're going to try to do a recruitment campaign. They are sending us flyers. They're beautiful, so we'll have some to distribute. And the dummy cars are part of the deal, and they've got anybody that's on duty already anywhere around us is supposedly going to start patrolling our neighborhoods more often. But the car, that's a dummy car sitting out there that can start up or flash radios or something, I don't know.
Yeah, they can remotely, when they drive it, they come through, they can start it, charges the battery, but it also can sit there and idle. But it is a deterrent that they have agreed to provide us. I'll also add to this, they will be recruiting for not only deputies for our area, which they will pay you, I think it's $50,000 a year to start out, $9,000 sign-on bonus. They will train you, you will be post-certified, and they will provide you with a vehicle. So if there's anyone that you know that might be interested, they would be based for our particular area out of Mountain Park, which will mean a greater presence here. We're also, they're going to be recruiting for the new jail. There's going to be a North Fulton jail over in Alpharetta. So they're looking for deputies for that as well. So I just wanted to add that to what Rob and the councilperson
And you know, this is only a week and a half after we talked to him a lot. He is a fast mover.
Yeah, so very encouraged.
Very fast mover.
All right. Anyone else? Does that take care of that? Very good. All right, we'll move on to City Hall report. City Clerk.
Just update on hiring status. We still don't have any applications for code enforcement, but we do have quite a few applications, and I'm looking to get to the point of setting up two interviews. Just got to look at my schedule because I got a lot of different meetings and things to work around in the next week or two. So trying to look at that and get that scheduled, and hopefully out of this round that we have coming in with, thankfully, the help of Logan's husband, who is a recruiter and very familiar with these matters.
We want to thank your husband. Please tell him we appreciate it. He did step up, and we have, what, five or six candidates now?
So we have nine applications. Out of those nine applications, three people have been pre-phone screened by my husband to weed out everybody. One person has been eliminated based on the phone screen. But two others, like Jennifer said, she does have their information to try to figure out how to schedule an in-person interview. And then we have had responses back from three others, and my husband's just working on coordinating his schedule to screen them.
Well, like I said, we're good for lunch one day. So our appreciation. He certainly didn't have to do that, but we thank him for doing that. So.
Yeah.
All right. Jennifer, you got anything else you want to add to that?
No, just just working with Jim on loss negotiations and attending those meetings and everything along with that.
Yeah, Mark Murphy and Jennifer are the two. We have to have three representatives, and we try to have two there at every meeting. So Jennifer and I will be going this Friday because Mark's out of town. I was out of town previously, and Mark was in attendance. And, you know, that way we don't miss anything, and there is the opportunity to have to negotiate and to vote on some things. We want to make sure we're represented in that voting aspect of it. So I'll keep you folks posted on that. All right, we will move on to the agenda. The first part of the agenda is the consent agenda. And if anyone wants to move something to the regular agenda, we can do that. But these items will pretty much cut and dried, so we'll take a motion. Chair will entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda as written. Y'all are too nice. Come on, somebody's
here. Let's do it together. Yes. Let's do it with James. I move to approve the consent agenda.
As written. Thank you. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'm not second.
Second by Councilperson Silver. Okay. Yes. My circus, my clowns. all those in favor, please designate by show of hands, and it is unanimous. Thank you. All right, that takes care of those three. Now we'll drop down to unfinished business. First item on the unfinished business is a consideration of the RFP for the bridge engineering services, and Councilperson Colburner will be discussing that. Okay.
In a nutshell, to quickly summarize, we've got an RFP that was put out there for engineering services for the bridge. It came in approximately $40,000. We think internally that the bridge work is going to be somewhere between 45 and 55, just to round some numbers off. I don't think it's in our best interest as a city to hire a $40,000 engineer to look at that scope of work. Hold that thought for one moment. We also have a lot of work going on working with GDOT. Robin has been instrumental in getting people's in contact with different programs, what we can and what we can't do. So what we're trying to do is, instead of spending $40,000 right now for an engineer to tell us how to do it, what to do it, we've reached out to a couple of other engineers who are working basically just because we have a relationship with them at no charge. We've also reached out to other subcontractors who would be retained to do that work to get our arms or our grasp around what has to be done. We've had a list on the bridge that's had to be done since 2019. The bridge is structurally sound. We've been assured that by several people who have inspected the bridge, have put their hands on it, looked at it visually. I feel pretty confident that we can try to sort out what has to happen and see if we can act, the city, not Bill, but the city, act as the liaison between the subs doing the work with the work has to be done is not to jeopardize any of the integrity of the bank and the integrity of the city. So I propose that for the time being, we say thanks, but no thank you to the engineers. Put a lot of time and effort to put this together in an effort to attempt to save $40,000. It may not work, and we may have to go back and say, would you reconsider? At this point in time, I don't think that's going to happen, but I just wanted everyone to know. So my proposal is to say thanks, but no thanks to the RFP.
All right, is this a motionable item? Do we need to have a vote by council to decline?
Reject the bid?
Yeah.
That's probably, yeah, I would recommend that.
All right, Councilman Colbert, will you make a motion to decline the?
I make a motion that we decline the RFP for the, what am I trying to see? The bridge engineering services.
Okay, all right, do I have a second? Second by Councilperson Myers.
Aye.
Any more discussion? All those in favor? And it's unanimous. Thank you. Will you gonna let them know? All right, thank you. Next item moving on is the purchasing section 2-171 minor purchases and section 2-175 small purchases. This is Councilperson Auerbach, I believe.
What we did going through the code, some of the purchasing guidelines or limits were so low and had not been updated in several decades. So we are just increasing the mayor's discretionary spending from $500 to $1,000. We are increasing the
the portion $501 to $999.99, where a council adopts a procedure up to $1,000. We're just raising everything by $1,000 there. But the $1,000 to $5,000 limit currently will be changed to $2,000 to $10,000. That's the process by which we must solicit three quotes or estimates for projects that fall within that range. And then anything over $10,000 and 1 cent will require the RFP, RFQ process.
All right. These need to be two separate motions, correct?
Oh. But we already approved.
No, it was combined under the purchasing.
Oh, it's combined under that one? Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
All right. So
I'm making a motion to approve a second read for codes of ordinance purchasing, section 2-171 minor purchases and section 2-175 small purchases.
All right. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Can I just add something? I think she has to say approve and adopt, if I'm not
mistaken. That's what we're doing. We're voting to approve and adopt the ordinance.
Okay.
It's a second read, but.
Did I spoke?
But this is the second read, so it's you have add the word adopt, as this, that means it's a done deal.
All of what I said adopted.
Plus.
Adopted.
All right, and I saw Councilperson Colburn raise his hand first, so he will be the second discussion, and I see a hand over here. Yes. Yes.
I may have heard wrong. So the mayor's fund is raised $500.
Correct.
I think you said everything else is $1,000, or did you mean $500?
No, we raised the mayor's discretionary spending by $500. We raised we increased the council's part up to $1,999.99.
Yes.
Okay. I know it's attached. It was at the work session, but the mayor is now up to $1,000.
Right. The next limit was raised by.
Just say the.
$1,000. The next category was raised from $5,000 to $10,000, where we get quotes and estimates. Anything over $10,000, we now do the RFP, RFQ process. So they were not all raised by $500. They went in the same increments. We basically doubled everything.
Yeah.
$500 became $1,000, $1,000 became $2,000, $5,000 became $10,000.
And you're right, I didn't have a copy of that, so if anybody wants to see it. All right, anyone else? Any questions, comments? All those in favor, please designate by show of hands, and it is unanimous. Thank you. All I need now is a company car. item number three, second reading of the code ordinance, post-construction stormwater management and new development and redevelopment. Let's see who's got this one. Councilman Colburn.
The state of Georgia has mandated some rules and regulations, changes, guidelines for best management practices for the post-construction stormwater management for new development and redevelopments. It's a statewide mandate, basically. There's no room for us to do any abbreviations of dotting I's or crossing T's. I'm a real big firm believer, personally speaking, I don't think it goes far enough for new development. But that's another topic for another conversation. But there's not a whole lot of leeway here. It's pretty much state mandated.
All right.
So I'm just going to make the motion.
Okay, yes, I said.
I'd make the motion that we adopt the,
That was my fault. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
That's no problem. Where was I? Number three.
Number three.
I'd like to adopt a motion that we approve the state code and ordinance for post-construction stormwater management for new development and redevelopment.
All right, we have a motion by Councilperson Colbrunner. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilperson Silver. And I apologize for this, and this was one of those mandated ordinances that was handed out from the state. We probably could have put that on the consent agenda just because really there's no latitude for us to do anything, but you explained it perfectly. Thank you, Bill. Anybody have any else? Have any questions? Anybody on Zoom? We haven't had anyone? Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
This has gotten here the most curious phrasing, and no one knows the answer. Section 105-391, applicability. The article shall be applicable to all land development, including but not limited to site plan applications, subdivision grading, unless exempted. These standards apply to any new development or redevelopment site that meets one or more of the criteria. And item three is new development or redevelopment, regardless of size, that is defined by city council to be hotspot land use. What is that?
Hotspot land use?
What's hotspot land use? That just jumped right out of me. I think it's because it says it's defined by city council to be hotspot land use.
Is this areas like, you know, the community, the areas where they want to have, you know, they're really focusing on developing areas? They call what, SIDS? I forget what SIDS. Yeah, something like that. I think that's fine. That's a good question. I'll
really curious. I'm not trying to block
if I find the answer,
any of this adoption. I think it's great, but hotspot land use.
Yeah, that's an interesting term. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? All those in favor, designate by show of hands. And it's unanimous. Thank you. All right, moving on. Approval of first read of the code of ordinance for park hours, section 42-10. Let's see who has that. Carol.
This was in response to the 4th of July and trying to get a handle on overnight parking at the park and people participating in festivities after hours. So this is the first reading of our code change. I am making a motion to approve the first read for the code of ordinance park hours, section 42-10,
which authorizes the mayor to establish guidelines for during special events that we can, the park can be open after dark for 4th of July or any events like that. So basically
it's discretion.
And all I think it didn't also allow people to be out on the water. Instead of being
So we have a motion.
Just point of procedure, you don't need to vote necessarily, you just need to acknowledge it by, you know, that it's on the agenda, it's a first read. So if you want to vote, that's fine. But, you know, it's, you're certainly making sure you're not voting to adopt because it is just a first read.
Oh, okay. So this is just a motion to recognize it. Yeah. All right. I have a motion. Do I have a second? Second by Councilperson Meyer. Any questions or discussion? The work sessions work great for us being able to get all the laundry done before we get here. So all those in favor, designate by a show of hands. And it is unanimous. Thank you. All right, moving down to new business. We've got 11 items in this category, so we're going to get started on this as quickly as possible. First is the second monthly recycling day to Waste Pro contract. I will turn it over to Councilperson Mark.
Thank you. Yes, a number of residents expressed concern about without curbside pickup, how to store the amount of recycling they use, especially larger households, for 1 month's time. In light of that, Jennifer negotiated with Waste Pro, and they were willing to offer us a second day per month so that every other week there will be a place to deposit recycling here. Oh, we're at the pool? Okay, good. Good. So that people don't have to hold on to their items for quite so long. So I would like to make a motion that council add a second monthly recycling day to the Waste Pro contract for an additional cost of 39 cents per household.
All right, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilperson Silver. Any questions, discussion?
Yes. Can I add? I took a trip over to Roswell Recycles. Everybody in the room who has a Roswell address on your ID, easy as pie. You put it in your trunk, you pull up to Maxwell Road where the facility is located. You don't even have to unload it. They check your ID, they unload your car, they sort the material, and you are done in a matter of 3 minutes. So I will be utilizing that until we get our every 2 week, and if need be, I will go in between times. It's too easy. I don't have the address right off the top of my head, but it's on Maxwell Road.
Right.
If you haven't been, I encourage you to check it out.
Right on the corner, yeah, as you turn left.
Maxwell and Henry, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And I did want to add, the first monthly recycling day is August 13th.
Yes.
In a pool parking lot, and it will be from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m.
Okay.
All right.
And every other week from there.
Any other questions, comments? Yes, sir.
Are Mountain Park addresses considered Roswell addresses?
Look at your driver's license if you have one, yes.
And it is just simply because we don't have our own designation from a zip code standpoint. So because it says Roswell, they don't know the difference, and they certainly welcome us to use their recycling facility. Yes, ma'am.
If they haven't been recycling our items as of yet, what makes you think they're going to recycle them when we clean them and deposit them in 2 weeks?
Would you like to address that?
Yeah. So the reason why you would see recycles being put into a trash truck or new trash being put into the recycling, whatever it may be, whatever you're seeing, is because of what's called contamination. In Mountain Park, it takes 5 households to contaminate it, and that means that they, you know, they can go through and they can hit 15 houses, and those 15 houses are doing perfect, but then maybe the next 5 houses are people that put trash in there, or maybe they put pizza boxes, or motor oil, or whatever it may be. Whatever they put in there, it's not recyclable. And those 5 houses will contaminate the entire home for the whole city. And so that's why we've had people see trash and recycle being put into the same truck. There are one or two streets that make it very, very difficult for the truck to even get down. And because of that, getting recycles and trash, they just do it in one swoop because it is so difficult for them to go down. But the contamination is something that they talked about. I know Emily talked with them, and so did Jennifer, as far as, you know, what goes into the contamination process of it. But they have, you know, explained to us that as long as everybody is following, you know, the rules as far as recycling the correct things, cleaning the items, then things are going to the recycling center. Because if they were to take a load that's not recycled, but that has trash in it, they take it to the recycling center, they have to pay a fee that's called reloading fee, because once they dump it out of the warehouse, then they have to go get another truck to put that load back in there, because that load's no longer, it's not recyclable. And so that's why, like I said, that's why we're seeing those things. And they will have somebody down there that is checking the recyclables that are being put in there to make sure that the load does not become contaminated.
Yeah, so there will be a monitor there to make sure that you understand that this is something that is acceptable or not. Yes, ma'am.
And just one extra piece of that, and that was beautiful. That's exactly the way that they had explained it. And they've also offered us, anyone, any resident, to come tour their plant where they actually process the recycling so that you can see it with your own eyes. So we're thinking about, I think Robinson, maybe like a fur bus or some sort of a naked.
Well,
an outing to see, just to see if it looks like a legitimate process, and they will be there to answer any questions that you may have also. So anyone who's interested in that, we will, if you have a day of the week or a time that's best for you, let me know. Otherwise, we're going to use the availability of the people who have expressed an interest and send out a mailing to everybody so that you can join if you'd like to.
And I'll tell you, I was actually had the opportunity to go to the ribbon cutting for the waste management single stream recycling facility, and it was interesting. The way that they go into a big warehouse, they dump these trucks out on the floor, and they send them into these chutes that load them and separate them. And it's really an interesting process to watch how that works. So, yes, we have a question online.
Yes, Carol, I think you can answer this best. Do you have to have the items separated for Roswell Recycling?
They asked me to separate them the next time I went, and I've been doing it in paper grocery bags. They were extremely welcoming. They did not turn me away, but I made sure my stuff had been rinsed and was clean. I have become hyper-conscious of that. But they did not turn me away. They just asked next time to please separate it.
I have a question. Did you get out of the car, or did they just basically took it out?
I got out of the car, and they said, you don't need to get out of the car. You will just come and get it right out of your trunk. I was delighted.
You checked to see if your spare tire's full.
There's a catch.
Yes, ma'am. You have a question?
Just a decide, just a note for anyone who hasn't heard this yet, at the recycling days here, they will check every single item as it comes through. So everything you drop will get recycled. Anything that someone deposits that's trash will get sent away, so it will not contaminate the load.
Any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
To answer the question about Roswell, because I've taken my stuff over there, I hate to contradict what you were told, Logan, but when I first moved in, I put my trash out 1 week, I put my recycle container out the next week. The recycle container never got picked up, and all the neighbors that put out both, they automatically got dumped. So the contamination issue was not real. They weren't sending a recycle truck through. But at Roswell, yeah, I bag up my plastic, I take glass, I have office paper, magazines, newspapers. And I save the cans for mine, but yeah, I have separate bags for all of that.
All right.
And I do get out, but they normally dump it for me, and the cardboard. And they do sort by different types of cardboard, and they will throw away the plastic if it's not recyclable, if it's not the right number. But again, sometimes they're a little more picky about it, or maybe it's the market, I don't know. But it is easy, and it makes me feel better, other than just like going in the trash.
All right, thank you.
But it is easy.
Anyone else? All those in favor, designate by show of hands. And it is unanimous. Thank you. All right, extending the Waste Pro contract for 3 years.
Yes, just in light of the number of concerns residents have about Waste Pro, I'm very hesitant to advocate for an extension of 3 years. We've not stopped looking for providers of recycling services. We found some providers that we think will give us what we're looking for in terms of checking canisters before they're dumped in with the load, leaving violators will have their items left behind rather than included, and they have the time to do that. So Robin and I have been working together on that. We've got some options for the future, and based on that, I would not advocate for locking in for 3 years with Waste.
So your motion is to approve the 3-year extension?
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I make a motion to decline the 3-year extension with the Waste on the Waste Pro contract with a 3% rate discount.
All right. Motion, do I have a second? Second by Councilperson Auerbach. Any questions? All those in favor? And it is unanimous. Thank you, folks.
Good.
All right. Yeah, I look forward to hearing about the options, the alternative kinds. Increasing additional trash cart rate from $10 to $12.50 per month. Who wants to ask you again? All right.
So Waste Pro has gone up on their trash rate. The cost of an additional trash cart per household has gone up from $10 to $12.50. That is something that Waste Pro charges. That doesn't have anything to do with our particular contract. That's just their new cost. But because this is something that only applies to larger households, I would prefer to see that this be something that doesn't go into the city budget, but this is something that the individual households would incur the additional cost.
The additional $2.50?
That's correct, yes.
All right, so that's your motion to pass the additional cost along to the resident?
Yes.
All right, do I have a second? Second by Councilperson Kohlbrenner. Questions? And if they get a second cart, let's just say if somebody has a lot of trash, mm-hmm. they can get two carts, but they're going to be paying
$12.50.
Okay. All right. All those in favor, designate by show of hands, and it is unanimous. Thank you. All right. Next is the consideration of increasing resident trash service rate from $25 to $30 per month.
Yes, so on this one, this was one where initially we were looking at a way of either the city absorbing all of the increase from Waste Pro this year or passing along some of that extra cost to the residents. This is an area where there has been a lot of feedback from residents, and we appreciate that. We take that to heart. Based on that feedback, I would like to I would like to decline. I would I would like the city to cover the additional cost rather than the residents.
So you would like to make a motion to not pass the additional cost on to the citizens, but,
yes.
but be paid by the city?
Correct.
Okay, so that's the motion to not pass the additional cost per month on to the citizens.
Can we just say not increase the...
Not increase the... Yeah.
Citizen trash rate?
Yeah, that's a good one. See, she's good. Do I have a second? Second by Councilperson Auerbach. Question? All those in favor?
I have a question.
Oh, yes, sir, go ahead.
So, assuming, just trying to get clarification, that this extra cost is absorbed by the city this year, the what-if cloud, in 2 years, they raise it by another $5. Do we sit back and say, well, we've already agreed to pay for the first five, so now the citizens pay for the second five? Or do we say, hey, we did it for 1 year and 1 year only? Is this, basically I'm asking, is this something that's a term, a lifelong commitment by the city for that first $5 from here on out? Is it just from next year?
No.
Does we look for another company?
But no, to be honest with you, I think that the council has the ability to make this change at any given
okay.
time, right, Bobby?
Yeah, you could change your mind next month.
Okay. Yeah, you could decide, yeah, in 6 weeks or
whatever. I just want to make a commitment to the citizens, also want to make a commitment to the tax dollars.
Yes.
So that was a consideration I did want to mention, was that if these costs keep increasing, will the residents at some point have to absorb a huge increase? Because we didn't give these intermittent increases, didn't pass them along. But we don't know that that will be the case next year, and we're looking at providers that are actually coming in below, a little bit below cost.
Well, I know you've done an incredible amount of hard work on this. I see the emails, so thank you.
Yes. Especially now that I feel better.
Now that you're feeling better.
All right. Any other questions? Anybody? Yes, ma'am.
I just have a comment. Aren't the residents paying for it anyway?
Aren't the residents
through
what?
The taxes.
Exactly.
Through the taxes, yeah. Yeah.
Don't leave us out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
All right. All those in favor, designate by show of hands, and it is unanimous. Thank you. All right. Moving to the next item is fire hydrant testing quote for 3410 from Triton Industries. Who's handling this one? Councilman Colburn.
So we have a proposal for fire hydrant testing, which includes a lot more than testing. They go in and maintain the meters. They grease them up. They locate them. They've also will spray or apply the reflective paints. We can find them. And we did have a question that Jennifer brought up, a good point for clarification with the blue placards in the road. And I got a verbal clarification. I didn't get the email verifying it. But if we supply the placards, they put them down. So that was the one point of making sure everything is apples to apples. And I think the first two bids that we had from the RFP, which were using those numbers to make it worth three prices, were $7,000. North of 7,000, I've got a company that will do it for 3,400 and change, whatever that number is. Apples to apples, I would like to make a motion that we accept their quote using the other two quotes from the RFPs to give us our three.
Accept the 3410
and Triton. 3410 and Triton.
Okay, do I have a second? All right, second by Councilperson Meyer. Questions?
I just want, when is the last time we really had this done?
2019.
Yes. Any other questions, comments? All those in favor, designate by show of hands. And it is unanimous. Okay, we'll get to hybrid testing. I would like to ask the city clerk to please clarify some information. I stand corrected, and I apologize. This is in regard to water service to Cherokee County residents. I thought that our service went to the Cherokee residents on Cardinal Cove, but we were not able to connect beyond that to Cherokee County. Actually, we do not have any of our water service from Cobb County being provided to the Cherokee residents. They are actually getting all their water from, and their hydrant testing, I would imagine, is all being done by Cherokee County because it's their system, not ours. So, do you have anything you'd like to add to that?
No, yeah, we just provide sewer to a couple of properties over there.
But yeah, but that's it. And I misstated that in the work session, which I apologize. I was under the wrong impression as to how we were connected over there. So, all right, moving on. Resolution to establish the lead guidelines for government building renovations and new government buildings.
Okay.
Okay, so this is something that Bill and I have been kind of working together on. We are looking to be a model, make our city remodeling a model of construction and smart building. It is going to save the city money by increasing the standards, these building standards where applicable. This is initially only for remodeling, only city buildings. Obviously, we're hoping that we can spread the joy. But to start with, I'm asking for council to consider a resolution to establish the following of leadership in energy and environmental design standard guidelines for government building renovations and new government buildings.
So that's your motion to adopt a resolution? All right, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. Second? Second by Councilperson Meyer. Any questions? So this is a guideline that we would implement, that we would promote and require these criteria.
Starting with government remodeling first, and of course that would apply to the pool building, but we're also looking at, you know, some issues with the community building. And this is item 3 on the Green Communities Checklist, which I had said back in January was one of my big missions to make Mountain Park a recognized by the Atlanta Regional Commission a green community. There's a lot of communities around us that have it, and we need to get it too.
All right. Any questions, comments? Yes, sir.
So my comments are, I think it sends a really nice message to the community that we're environmentally conscientious with the city buildings. I think it's wonderful that we can follow the guidelines not to meet and to be awarded their certificates and the criteria, but smart construction. We don't need to revamp the entire building to replace 1 or 2 windows that are single pane versus double pane windows. I can tell you right now for a fact it's going to make a difference right off the bat with the renovations that were done to the pool house, taking down the ballast and the lights in the ballast, fluorescent light bulbs. So it's just small steps. I think it sends a wonderful message out there, and maybe one day we can try to get that message out there. I know there's still a lot of conversation to be had with construction and empty lots, vacant lots, but I think it sends a wonderful message to everybody, not only in Mountain Park, but around Mountain Park, who's looking at Mountain Park to become their home.
All right.
I want to thank Bill for contributing his knowledge and expertise.
All right, anyone else? All those in favor, designate by show of hands, and it is unanimous. Thank you. All right, moving on to the next page, and I am going to deviate from the list agenda. I'm going to drop down to item number 10 because the other items Councilperson Auerbach will be handling, and I just wanted to go ahead and get this one out of the way. As I stated, we had reached an agreement with Cherokee County over local option sales tax, and this is just the agreement. I just need authorization by council to sign this agreement and approve the local option sale, or is it? Was it SPLOST or TIF, or was it?
It says SPLOST.
SPLOST, yeah, sorry, I'm getting lost in SPLOST confusion.
SPLOST.
Yeah. So it is the SPLOST intergovernmental agreement between Cherokee County and the cities of Cherokee County. Would Chair entertain a motion to authorize the mayor's sign?
I make a motion for the approval of the 2024 Special Purpose Local Option Sales Tax, SPLOST, Intergovernmental Agreement between Cherokee County and the cities of Cherokee County, and authorization of the mayor to execute the agreement.
All right, thank you. I have a second.
Second
by Councilperson Silver. Questions? This is about $35,000 that I am going to reach out and talk with the Cherokee County residents and discuss what they feel like are the most important matters that we need to focus on with this money. It's roads, streets, drainage, things of that nature, so we're going to try to get an idea of what they feel like are the more pressing issues. So we'll talk more about that later. All those in favor, designate by a show of hands, and it is unanimous. Thank you. All right, now I will move to item number 7, Councilperson Auerbach. I think you've got the next 4.
I'll make this very as quick as I can. The first grant we were awarded for the fire department, just a little paperwork snafu, resulted in an overpayment.
So they were gracious enough to allow us to purchase one more cylinder, which is needed, instead of refunding the money. So I am requesting $114.06 of city matching funds.
All right. Is that your motion?
Yes.
Sorry.
I'm making a motion that the city approve $114.06 in additional matching funds for the purchase of one additional SCBA cylinder.
All right. Thank you. I have a second.
Same
with Councilperson Meyer. And I apologize. I don't want us to get into too much protracted discussion before we have a motion and a second, and then we go into discussion. So, all right. So, please proceed.
Did we pass that one?
No, we haven't. We haven't done that. Did you have anything else you wanted to add to it?
No.
Okay. Is there any questions? Yes, ma'am.
What is that cylinder? What does that do?
That is a self-contained breathing apparatus. Is what the firemen wear when they go into a burning structure. It allows them to be, it's like a scuba tank. It just doesn't have the U in there for underwater. It's SCBA, self-contained breathing apparatus. Mm-hmm. So, any other questions, comments? All those in favor designate by show of hands. And it is unanimous. Thank you.
The next three are also for the Mountain Park Volunteer Fire Department. And I just want you to know that everything that I'm asking, that they are requesting, is in our budget. We're not going outside our budget. Number eight, I am requesting consideration for approval of incidental expenses for Mountain Park Volunteer Fire Department up to $1,000. These are reimbursement needs for things like recruitment ads, recertification fees, $65 for the last month of storage fees, that was basically had city stuff in it. Drug screening kits, reimbursement for email, and that's the motion. My motion is to approve incidental expenses for Mountain Park Volunteer Fire Department up to $1,000.
I have a motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilperson Silver. This is a one, this thousand is just a one time, one, okay, all right. Any questions, comments, anyone? All those in favor designate by a show of hands, and it is unanimous, thank you.
I have Jennifer, I think I have all the receipts.
Okay,
right. All right. Or do you want me to take them aboard as?
No, just bring them to City Hall.
All right.
All right.
Okay, the next one is to consideration of approval for up to $1,500 annually for Microsoft Office with email and storage for the fire department. So basic is $792 a year or $66 a month. That goes up to $1,350 a year with backup. I strongly recommend that we have backup. Even though it's only $1,350 a year, $112.50 per month, I'm asking for approval up to $1,500 just to give a little leeway there, because I believe Jennifer and Craig need to talk to each other to work out with Thomas exactly what you guys
yes.
want.
Well, yes.
And the reimbursement in number eight is email and website. That's paid for a little while longer. It gives us some time to decide, for you guys to decide about this number nine.
Okay.
Okay.
To back up, you were making the motion to approve up to $1,500 annually?
Yes.
For Microsoft Office with
yes.
email?
Yes.
All right, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilperson Meyer. All right, questions? Yes, sir.
I just heard that last sentence that you said, that this is not a $1,500 thing to be decided soon, but if we have a little bit of time to think about that, go back and forth, mm-hmm. how much time is it, just out of curiosity?
You can have 24 hours. No, kidding. Just so we have like a few months.
A few months,
yes.
Okay.
But we've been discussing this now forever. So if we can just get this approved, it gives Jennifer, so she doesn't have to feel the crunch to get this done ASAP.
Sure.
It gives them time to truly decide what they want.
All right, any other questions, comments? All those in favor designate by a show of hands. And it is unanimous, thank you. We will be discussing it more in depth at the offsite.
Right.
Last but not least, we are now asking for approval for $200 per month for our new fire chief. This will allow him to continue to recruit and pay for things like toilet paper, cleaning supplies, ads for recruitment, that's gone, drug screening kits, background checks, things that must be done in order to continue recruitment without having to come to council for approval for every $25 expense. Florida said that she could give him a petty cash check upon approval. After that, she will set him up a prepaid credit card that she will reload as the receipts come in. So my motion is, I am asking for approval, for $200 a month for our fire chief for consumables.
All right, we have a motion. Do we have a second? Seconded by Councilperson Meyer. Does this include consumable items like bandages and things like that?
That's different. That's EMS supplies. Okay. This is just for them. Yeah. Laundry detergent, cleaning supplies, toilet paper, soap.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
So if it's not spent at the end of the month, is it lost?
No.
So you fund for $200, so it accumulates. So you're talking about approving $200 every month in an account or reimbursing up to $200?
It'll be put on a prepaid credit card with a $200 limit.
Right.
And then as the receipts come in for, 100, Lourdes will put another $100 on the card.
Oh, okay. So it's always running a $200.
That's my understanding.
So it's cumulative. Yeah. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
The other side of what he spends this on?
Yes. He has to submit receipts for everything.
Yeah.
If he messes up, he's in big trouble.
And I will tell you folks, you can expect to hear more discussions and work sessions in the coming months about a proposal to make the MPBFR a department of the city of Mountain Park and no longer a separate entity. There are going to be some research that needs to be done. Our city attorney has to look into what that would take, but it is going to give the city more oversight if that is the direction the council decides
That's
to go.
What it should be.
Well, it's going to give the city more oversight, and it will change the dynamic of the relationship as it has been up to this point in time. So.
All right.
We have that motion. We have a second. All those in favor? It is unanimous. Thank you. All right. All right. Is that it? Is there anything else anyone has to say to the council? Chair will entertain a motion.
Make a motion that we adjourn the council meeting.
Second. Second by Councilperson Auerbach. All those in favor, raise your hands. And it's unanimous. Thank you. Good night.